Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, it's your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. Yay! I almost didn't record an episode this week because it's spring break, so I'm breaking. I'm resting. I ain't done much of nothing. I like it like that. I said I would be a little bit productive because there are some things I want to get done. Well, I'm not worried about having to go to class and get them done and do my other responsibilities and get them done. So maybe I'll try that starting tomorrow. We gonna see. But it's spring break, so I'm chilling out. Y'all almost didn't get an episode. And I kind of was debating on what to do. And I'm still actually debating in this moment. I haven't made a final decision. I do have a topic, which I think is a good topic. But I think I want to develop it a little bit more. The other side is I also wanted to do a replay on doing a quarterly review. Y'all, we are in the middle of March. It is literally like the middle of March. It's March 16th, which means we are 2 weeks away from being done with the first quarter of 2022, which is wild. Okay. Mind boggling, actually, if I'm super honest, which means it's time to do a quarterly review. And, you know, I think I just made the decision. It talking right now to hold off on the other topic that I had. I want to maybe develop it a little bit more, take a few more notes for that one, because I think it's a really great topic and I think it'll help people, and I think it will actually be really good after doing a quarterly review. So I have just decided that this episode is going to end up being a replay of what it means to do a quarterly review. I'll kind of do, you know, a quick run through. For folks, you want to, one, bring out your goals. What are the things you said you wanted in 2022? What are the things you've committed to personally, professionally, academically, if you're in school, in your family life? You know, what were those goals? Or you still might do New Year's resolutions, whatever you want to call them. What was your framework for what you wanted 2022 to be about? What did you come into the year with? First quarter. It's a great time to see what kind of start are you getting off to. Are you able to, you know, have you been able to make some progress in some of those areas? It's okay if you haven't made progress in all of them, because some goals you don't move on till later in the year, right? But for those things you wanted to get started right away, for those things you wanted to begin to see the fruit of early on in first or second quarter, have you started making progress? Have you started making some headway? Have you, you know, accomplished steps 1 and 2? Did you write down what all the steps are? Do you have some deadlines and due dates? Have you paid for the fee or the consultant or the connection? Like, have you done your work? Have you done your part? That's kind of the first thing. The second thing is, how do you feel about the work you've done? Was it good work? Were you just trying to check stuff off a list? Is there anything you want to go back and redo? Were there any steps that you missed that you need to add in? And you realize that now that you've done the other ones. Are these goals still good goals? For right now, maybe there's some things you thought you wanted to do right away. You realize you would rather do them later in the year. Was there some pre-work that needed to be done that you didn't realize? And you want to make the pre-work the goal? So that when it comes to fourth quarter, you cannot, you know, what you thought was your original goal. Not what you thought. What was your original goal? Out of the park. Are you investing in self? Are you reading? Are you meditating? Are you working out? Are you eating better? Again, none of this has to be perfect, but are you seeing some progress in these areas? One example for me is I made a goal to begin working out again as much as I can. As you know, I have some challenges with my body after several car accidents, and I have a surgery that has been postponed more times than I care to count, and just some other health stuff. And so I was like, okay, I want to start doing stuff again. But I had to get settled in my life first. And once I did that, I was like, cool, March, I'm going to work out at least 30 minutes a day. Every day. As of today, March 16th, I can say that I have done that. I'm making progress on that goal. You know, there were sometimes I did some stuff, sometimes I didn't. I maybe closed my move ring or my exercise ring. Maybe I didn't. But I had to get some other stuff in my life, which was of higher priority in the moment, settled first. And then after that got settled, I could start making some progress on this, which is highly important to me, which is super significant to my overall health and well-being. So I wasn't being like shady, like it didn't matter. It absolutely matters. But those other things were higher priority in the moment. But I can say as of March 16th, at least, I am doing really well on that goal. And I'm meeting my specific goal for the month of March. I'm meeting a big goal for what I want out of the year. You know, I'm making good progress towards what I want overall. So, you know, as of today, I've closed my exercise ring every day for the month of March. I've gotten at least 30 minutes of exercise on most days, more. And I feel like a G for that. Now, have I closed all my rings every day? No, maybe that'll be my goal for April for birthday month, is that every day I close every ring. We'll see what happens. But I had to establish this exercise situation first so that I'm better prepared for whatever the next phase of this is as I continue to move forward in the year. So pulling your goals out, evaluating the progress you've made, making sure those are still things you want to accomplish. Sometimes because of where we are mentally or emotionally or whatever, at the end of the year, we maybe put things on our goal list that once we get into the year, we're like, that's not really that important to me, or that doesn't really matter. It's okay to make a new decision. It's okay to say, well, I once thought this is something I want. I don't actually want it anymore. And I recognize that now that I've gotten into the year. It's also okay to say, I wasn't even thinking about this, but now that I've been moving through the year some, this is on my radar and I need to start thinking about this. I've had quite a few things added to my goal list based on how the beginning of the year has started that I had not even considered before. They really were not on my radar. And now they're priority. So, boom. What does that look like? Celebrating your wins. You've had some wins. You've had some things that have gone well. You've made some good progress in some area. I promise, even if that good progress is just one step forward in something you thought would be really, really hard, celebrate that. I don't care how small you think it is. Celebrate that thing and all of those things because you deserve to. And it's also okay to grieve whatever the losses may be. There are some things that at the start of this year haven't worked out the way I thought they would. And that hurts. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gotta hold you on that. Some of that stuff hurts. There are some relationships that aren't as tight as that I wanted them to be. There is some travel I wanted to do and didn't get to do. There are some people I wanted to see and I haven't had a chance to see. That hurts. I can lament that. I can cry. Oh, this is a new pro tip. The other day, I could feel it in my body, like I really needed to cry, but I did not want to be sad. I was already feeling a bunch of stuff, which is why I needed to cry. So, because I'm a person that feels things deeply, I feel joy just as deep as my sadness, and both of those things can evoke tears. So when I needed a really good cry the other night, don't talk about me for this, I watched Golden Buzzer videos from America's Got Talent, and I watched The Voice videos, mostly ones with Jennifer Hudson. She was out here just having people just emotional. And what else did I watch? I did something else. I watched some other videos of people who did their thing, whatever it was. It was all mostly performance stuff. So it was either like America's Got Talent, The Voice, X Factor, stuff like that. I did kids, like kid mind-blowing kids on X Factor or whatever. And I'm talking about, I was boohoo crying. My face was red and like itchy. I was crying so much. I was like hyperventilating crying. But they were tears evoked by positive, beautiful things. There were tears evoked by people accomplishing their goals and dreams and getting the chance to do stuff that they never thought they would be able to do. It were tears because people persevered and pushed and tried and made it happen. And it felt so good. So if you need a good cry, try to maybe get a good cry with something that will move you to tears, but in a beautiful and happy way. Another one that'll do that for me are like military videos when families come home and people get to see their loved ones. That one always breaks me down too, but it's beautiful. It's a happy one. So that's my little pro tip. So if you need help lamenting, if you need to cry, but you can't seem to get it out, pick something positive that will also still have you weepy and allow you to release that energy. Because I felt immensely better after I did that. Like, immensely better. One, I got to cry out. But two, I also didn't. I wasn't like in this deep place of despair because I was crying. I was, you know, really celebrating with people and overjoyed at the fact that people were able to accomplish such beautiful things. Yeah, so that's the rough and dirty version. I'm gonna actually play the replay that gives you, you know, the real tips. Well, I gave you the real tips. I mean, I said that give you the tips more fleshed out, right? And I may have missed one or two in this quick overview. So listen to it. Do your quarterly review. Make sure that you are making 2022 what you want it to be as much as you can at every turn possible. That's all I got. I love you. Make it a great week. Get some rest if where you can. Not if you can. Get some rest where you can. Know that I love you. I'm rooting for you. I want God's absolute best for you. Be well, my loves.
Hey friends, it's your girl Kristen Denise KD here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is actually episode 40 freaking 4. Like, wow, I almost have a year's worth of episodes and I kind of don't know what to do with that. It also means we're coming up on a year of having the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. How dope is that? Like, let me be super honest. When I originally started this, I didn't know if I had 3 months worth of content, let alone 44 episodes worth of content. I had never done anything like this before. I don't know how consistent I've been with a personal project like this in a while, for this amount of time that's taking this amount of effort. While I enjoy it, it is an effort to get it done week after week, regardless of what may be going on in my world, because I have only missed, I think, 2 weeks in this entire time. So this is technically 46 weeks of the podcast, but 44 episodes, because I missed, what did I miss? Easter weekend and homecoming weekend, I think, are the only two that I've missed. Been able to keep this up in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of racial discord, in the middle of grad school, oh child, in the middle of grad school, but you're worth it. And so I'm going to continue to keep it up as long as I can, as long as there is something to say, as long as Black girls need encouragement in the realm of self-care, as long as God is willing and my life allows, I'm here. So episode 44, podcast Nerd Facts, y'all, we are over 17,000 downloads. That is nuts. But here we are, over 17,000 downloads, which is crazy. 7,000 of those have come in the last quarter. If you remember, we were trying to get to 10,000 by my birthday, which we did because y'all are awesome. My birthday is April 6th, so we're talking about almost 3 months ago, and then you guys have done 7,000 more downloads in that time frame. Like, what? I'm so thankful, appreciative, excited, glad that you're finding something of value here. Thank you to everyone that has purchased a book. Thank you to everyone that has shared the podcast. Thank you to everyone that has rated or left a comment. All of y'all are the bomb, and I'm just really grateful. So this is another quarterly review episode. Why? Because I'm recording this on June 28th, which is the last Sunday in June and also the last Sunday in second quarter. Y'all, we are going into third quarter 2020 and this whole year has been interesting, to say the least. Interesting would be my word. And as we get ready to delve into third quarter, and literally be halfway through the year in, what, 2 days? I think it's important, especially in this time, to be super reflective and to do a review to figure out what has worked for you, to figure out what has absolutely not worked for you, to figure out the places you can invest some energy and get a good return, and to still, you know, work to see some things that you want to see in the year of our Lord 2020. Because I believe it can still be the year of our Lord. It still is the year of our Lord. Even if it has not gone exactly the way that we thought it would. If we look really hard, we'll find some places for joy. Where joy showed up in our world. And we can celebrate those things. And we don't have to look as hard. And I'm sure we can find some places for pain. But what I have learned from personal experience is that pain is also an opportunity for growth in some area. And so prayerfully, you have grown through your pain, and sometimes you don't even recognize it if you don't actively work to see it. So that is what this will be about. Second quarter review 2020. First thing, look at your goals. There were goals we set at the beginning of the year. We revamped our goals in most instances for second quarter because we were at the beginning of the COVID shutdowns and social distancing and all this crazy. We did not know what the world would look like. And so a lot of people reset some different goals based on what we were experiencing at the time. Here we are 3 months later, experiencing a whole new set of craziness, right? Because some states opened earlier than others, because there is unfortunately no real leadership from the top. Everybody can kind of do their own thing because some people are just rude and not responsible citizens and don't care about their neighbors. We are currently at a point in time where you have states like Florida, which over the course of 2 days had almost 20,000 new cases of COVID crop up. They had over 9,000 one day, and then they had like 9,500 the next day, which is bonkers. And who knows what it may be after this weekend. You have states like Georgia, which was weird. Georgia was like a weird case in all of this because it hadn't gone down, but it hadn't gone up. And now we're starting to see a steady rise in the state of Georgia in COVID cases. You have Texas that's seeing rises. You have New York, which is actually finally gotten their stuff under control, and they're on the downslope, which we're really grateful for. But the issue is you have no consistency. You have other countries that are opening up because they were able to get the coronavirus under control, but they are not allowing U.S. citizens from the United States to enter their country. Why? Because the United States did not get it under control. And the people don't want to be infected, and I'm not blaming them. I took the COVID test last week, and it's not what you want. So continue to social distance. Continue to wear your mask in public. Continue to wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. Stay safe. All that fun stuff. Don't go places you don't have to go. Limit your time indoors with people in particular who do not live in your home. And don't wait for other people to tell you what to do to be healthy. Like the basic things we know, do those things and trust, that those things will help to keep you safe versus testing the waters and seeing if maybe I can go out, or maybe I can do this, or maybe I don't need a mask. Don't test it. Don't try it if you don't have to. Like, don't set yourself up that way. So, again, let's actually get into the quarterly review. So, the first thing, like I said, look at your goals. What goals did you set at the beginning of 2020? What goals did you set at the beginning of the second quarter if you had to do a lot of revamping? Where are you in your goal progress? Have you moved the needle forward at all? Have you done the research that is needed to be done if there were some things you needed to research? Have you connected with the people that you needed to connect with? Have you sent letters? Have you created materials? Have you applied for what you needed to apply for? Have you up-leveled a skill? What have you done to progress on your goals? And how far are you in your journey? After you look at your goals and you do that assessment of how far are you in the journey, what percentage of the work have you gotten done, all of that, ask yourself this question, honestly. Are these even still goals I have right now? There are some people who I know who their goals are changing, like right now, halfway through the year, based on everything they've experienced, based on what the year might look like moving forward. They are making some major shifts. And so, you know, they've taken some stuff off to add some new stuff on. They've completely revamped. It is okay at any point in the game to look at your goals, even if you've gotten further along in them, and still say, you know what, this is no longer what I want to be about. I would say if it's something that's close to being completed, unless it is just completely off trajectory for where you're heading next, go on ahead and finish it out. If you're, you know, 60 to 75% of the way there or more, finish it out if you can. Odds are it won't put you in a worse position. The only time I would say, you know what, cool, kind of just completely take it off your plate is, like I said, if it's completely no longer related to anything you want to do, it literally won't serve a purpose at all. Although I think there are a few things that actually fit that category. Or if it will harm you at this point, obviously don't do anything that will cause you harm. Or if you don't have like the mental, emotional health capacity to keep pressing forward on something, it's okay to let that go, because your ultimate goal is to be well. And if I'm continuing to push down a path that's going to take me away from wellness, I can't do it. I got to stop. And so if any of those things are happening, then go ahead and let it go. I don't care how far along you've got. Like, it's not worth it. Let it go. But if those three things aren't the issue and it's just kind of like, I just don't really want to do that anymore, if you're close to finishing, see if you can muster up the energy to finish it out. In the end, it'll probably put you in a better position than it versus a worse position. And so if it's something that can still put you in a better position, you're close to having it done, go ahead and finish it. If it's something you haven't really started or you've kind of been avoiding, or you're like, you know what, I just didn't have the energy for that, and you're like, at this point, I don't want to do that anymore, or it's not relevant for where I am right now, it's not going to serve my greatest good, take it off the list. It's not the end of the world. You can parking lot it and bring it back at a later point in time, or you could just say, this is no longer a goal of mine at all, and leave it at that, and like literally let it be that simple. Don't forget to put some things in its place. Even if they're things that seem super small, goals are good for us. They help us to continue to, one, have hope. If you're working towards something, that means there's some hope in you that it can come to pass. And hope is just necessary, I think, for our general health and well-being. So you want to do things that are going to give you hope. And having goals is one of those things that will help you to continue to maintain hope even when times are rough. So still make sure you have 3 to 5 things that you're working towards that you are pushing forth on. If you're adding new things, you got to go back and do all those old steps that we always talk about. What are all of the things I need to do to get this goal done? What are my deadlines? Put them into a calendar. Who are the people you need to connect with? Identify them, put connecting with them down in a calendar, like give yourself, structure to make sure your goals are happening. So that's the first thing. Review your goals. Set yourself up to win. Add what you need to add. If it's new goals, add new goals. Take off what you need to take off. If something no longer serves you, take it off. If you're close to being finished, try to finish it out. Odds are it won't hurt you. The only way you don't finish it out is if it will hurt you. If it takes you completely in the wrong trajectory, then you actually want to go in. Or if it's causing you mental, emotional harm. We don't want to do any of those things. So that's that. Next thing is kind of look at your life in general. Look at what has gone well. Like, write down 5 to 10 things that you have been grateful for over the last 3 months. If that's super hard, like really push, really, really push and get a minimum of 5 to 10 things. I say write till you can't write no more. You might find that once you get in the rhythm and you start writing the things that you're grateful for, you will see that you have even more to be grateful for, things you didn't maybe pay attention to. I'm grateful for time with my goddaughter. It's been all kinds of crazy circumstances around why I've been able to spend more time with her. But I am so grateful that we've having this time early in her life to create bonds, to create our own traditions, to be a part of her learning, and to have all these beautiful memories with her. I'm grateful for that. These first couple of years of life, she's 18 months old. She'll be 19 months old pretty soon. Are so critical and important to the foundation of her development. And I get to be a part of that in a more major way than I was before all of this crazy happened in the world. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful for that. I'm grateful for every hug that she gives me because she gives some of the best hugs. She's little, but she's strong. I'm grateful for the relationship that she's building with my mom because I don't have kids. I don't necessarily want to birth humans, but my mom gets this experience through my goddaughter and they have this cute little friendship. I'm grateful for really good friends who I've been able to stay connected to and just be honest and real with. I'm grateful for my job, which is the checks are still depositing. Okay. They are consistently depositing. We ain't had no problems. Everybody can't say that. Like, I'm grateful. So as you can see, once you start rattling stuff off, you might be surprised at how much more you can rattle. So that's that. I'm grateful that my COVID test came back negative. Yes and amen, because that's not something I want to deal with. My allergies have been getting on my nerves, and it's so interesting how some of us can instantly become like fatalists and be like, oh my God, is this Corona? It wasn't Corona, it's allergies. But I'm super thankful that my test came back negative because so many people, their tests come back positive. And it does not always, but it can send you, on a spiral that for many people, unfortunately for over 100,000 Americans, it's ended in death. It's real out here. So write down the things that went really well in your life, the things that you're grateful for, the things that you want to see on repeat. Also analyze what didn't go well. What are 2 to 3 things I realized that just went way left and I would prefer to not have to deal with that again? The reason I'm telling you to write those down and analyze them is I want you to really sit down and see what the lesson was from that experience. Like, take the lesson. Don't repeat the experience, but take the lesson and use it to guide you as you move forward as much as you can. There are things to learn even when things don't go our way. So there is that. You know, 2 to 3 things didn't go the way you wanted to, didn't go really well, didn't give you the outcome you were looking for, but what can you learn? Then it's not a wasted experience, and life is too short to be wasting experiences. The next thing you're going to do is some, you know, some more future planning. So with the goals you reviewed, but then you added and you're like, this is what I want for the next 3 months from a goals perspective. What do you want in every area of your life from the next 3 months? 3 months from now, where do you want to be financially? 3 months from now, where do you want to be relationally? 3 months from now, where do you want to be career-wise? 3 months from now, where do you want to be from an educational perspective? It doesn't mean going to school or applying to college or taking formal classes, but it might be learning a new skill. It may be reading up on a process that you're interested in. One of the great things about grad school for me has been learning the science behind the things that I do intuitively. It's been super dope. It's been super affirming. I've been able to utilize some of the things in working with my goddaughter as we are building her learning foundation. So, you know, what are those things for you? What's the project you're learning about? What's the skill that you're learning? What is the research that you're doing? Where do you want to be from a knowledge perspective in the next 3 months? And if it is school, you know, do you have your stuff to apply for the program you want to apply to? Are you ready to start school if you've already applied and gotten in? Do you need to be looking for a graduate assistantship? Are you looking for an internship? Like, what is it? Make it happen. Talk to the people you need to talk to. To make it happen. And even if it's something you say want in January, are there things you need to be doing now so that you are set up to win in January? So there is that. I want you to intentionally think of one thing you can do each month to bring just a bunch of joy into your life. Like, what's one simple thing you can do that you can do without having to put yourself in danger or at risk, right? You'd be like, I just really want to hug all my friends. Well, hugging all your friends could put you in a bad situation. So what is something you can do? What's a way you can elevate yourself, celebrate yourself, just add some joy to your life? One bigger thing you can do each month. It doesn't have to be like out of control major, but one of the things I'm going to do for me in the month of July, because I just have not done in forever, I'm going to get dressed up. I'm talking about cute. Like, I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to do full makeup. I'm going to put on my body glitter. I'm going to wear a cute outfit. I'm going to put on some heels. And I'm going to take a really cute picture. And I'm going to probably just come right back in the house. But I'm going to do it because doing those things makes me feel really good. Every time I've done those things, every time I get to get fancy and, you know, do my makeup and stuff and my hair and all that, I feel really, really good. And so I haven't done that because I haven't had a need to do that in months. I can't tell you the last time I've gotten dressed up. I'm lucky I started getting dressed in general again in like my real clothes and not cycling through the same like 4 random outfits that were comfy clothes. And I made it a point to start wearing real clothes every day because that makes me feel good. So I can't tell you the last time. I honestly do not remember the last time I got like dressed up for real. I think it was maybe brunch. No, I think it was my graduation party and I still didn't get dressed up per se, but it was intentional cute. And that is it. My graduation party is the last time I remember doing my hair, putting on a full face of makeup, putting on a really cute outfit. And I did, obviously I was around people. It was my graduation party or whatever, but that was in February. I'm going ahead and gift myself that in the month of July, of getting cute, of investing in myself that way, of feeling really, really good about who I am and how I look, taking a really cute picture, and then, you know, come in the house and chill and listen to music or watch a movie or whatever. But I want you to do that in this next quarter in particular. It's been a hard year for many people. Some people have found their way to thrive in this season the whole time, and I'm super happy for them, and I'm super grateful for them. But other people have been just plugging along and barely making it. So regardless of where you land, what's the one thing you can do in July? What's one thing you can do in August? What's one thing you can do in September to really, really, really boost your joy factors? if you have not done it at some point in this quarter, check in with a mental health professional. Again, this year has been a lot in so many different ways for so many different reasons. And it is just good if you are not in a regular practice of going to therapy or talking to someone or processing life. This is a really, really good time to check in with a mental health professional at some point over the next 3 months, just to be sure that you're good. You might be coping, but it doesn't mean you're coping well. And I want to make sure you're well. So add that to your list. Put a date on the calendar. Reach out to who you need to reach out to. I found my therapist on Therapy for Black Girls, and we've been together for 3 years, and I love her. So you can look at Therapy for Black Girls. You can go online to Psychology Today. They list different therapists. You can just ask a friend who you know goes to therapy if they like their therapist and if they're willing to share. But mental health check-in, I think, is just super important in this season. I can say that I honestly know that mentally I'm not 100%. I haven't been in a while. And so it's just important for me to stay on top of that so that it doesn't continue to deteriorate. And I want you to do the same thing. I want you to be able to be honest about where you are. And I want you to be able to do what you need to do to get better. So check in with a mental health professional. And the last thing, celebrate. Celebrate the fact that you're still alive. Celebrate the fact that there are people that you love that love you. Celebrate the fact that you've made progress on your goals. Don't forget to celebrate. I think with everything going on in the world, we could forget that we live lives worthy of celebration. And then we don't treat ourselves. Treat yourself. You listen, if you ain't deserved before, you deserve now. Treat yourself for literally just making it this far, because everybody ain't made it. So ensure that you celebrate. Celebrate everything you can find reason to celebrate. It's another way to consistently add joy. I can be honest, I've been super hard on myself with school. I'm a recovering perfectionist. That's what I like to say. And so I've been just super hard on myself. I got a 94 on a test and I was pissed because it was a 94. I know that sounds ridiculous to a lot of people, but I feel like I should have had a 98, but there were two problems where I second guessed myself. So I was mad about this 94 because it was a reflection of the fact that I was second guessing the knowledge that I had gained and answering these two questions. At the end of the day, it was still a 94, Kristen. It's still an A, Kristen. Get your life together, Kristen. But I denied myself celebration. As if I failed, which is nuts. I did not fail. This season is not going to be a perfect season. This season is going to require grace. And in that grace, remember to celebrate every stepping stone in the right direction. The lowest grade I've had so far in grad school is a 94. That is worthy of celebration. Okay? I actually, if I think about it, I've gotten a perfect score on everything else that has been graded. My lowest grade is a 94, and I'm mad. That don't make no sense. But it's because I forgot that progress should be celebrated, not perfection. So don't forget, celebrate your progress. Celebrate in ways that are safe. Celebrate in ways that aren't going to send you down, you know, a dangerous path. Like, don't be out here celebrating because you at the bar in the streets with no mask on. That ain't a good way to celebrate. You know, but pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a shout out. Share your triumph with friends. Because you're deserving, you're worthy of celebration, and it will add to your joy, and it will encourage you to push forward on the rest of your goals, and you will get to living the life that you want to live. And that's all I got. That's it. Look at your goals, see where you've made progress, make sure that your goals are still your goals right now for the future, for the immediate future, at least the next 3 months, and put in the work to make them happen. Make sure you've written down the steps. Make sure you have been moving along on those steps. Make sure you are make sure you're consistently monitoring your progress to make sure that you're moving forward. Make sure you add any new goals that you need to add and take off any old ones that are no longer your goals. Make sure you show where you're grateful and write down the list of the things that you're grateful for that have happened in the last 3 months. Make sure you analyze the things that didn't go so well. You know, like I said, 2 to 3, 1 or 2, something like that. Don't have to be a lot of them. Maybe most things have gone well. So whatever it is. But up to 3 things that didn't go the way you thought they should go. And write down the lesson from them so that you can apply the lesson. Intentionally plan to infuse some joy into your world. At least 1 thing each month that's going to do that for you. and find your reasons to celebrate and celebrate the hell out of them because you deserve. So that's all I got today. Hopefully this is helpful. I will also say you can go back and listen to the last episode I did like this of quarterly review. There are some different tips in there that you can also utilize in this season. I just recognize different things in different seasons. But either of these quarterly reviews can apply to you and can help you get to where you're trying to go. That's all I got. I love you. Have a great week because you deserve. Hear me, you deserve. Make it the best day, week, month, and quarter that you can. Love you and catch you next week. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.